Yo, welcome back. Thanks for listening. It's your boy, Tyson James, of course. I'm back with another episode of the Tyson James Podcast, a therapy session for a kid from the projects. I am that kid from the projects. And I'm on a mission, and that mission is success. I fully expect myself to be successful before my time passes in this life. And most recently, I just got finished doing a 10-week program. Doing the success principles with people who were more successful than me. And I must say, I've learned a lot from these people. One of the things that I've learned is to hammer down on my strengths. And one of the guys in the group was talking about this. Hammer down on your strengths. And not to build up your weaknesses. Not that we shouldn't work on our weaknesses, but we should be more so focused on the things where we are already strong and stay in that lane. And I know for me that had been a problem. One of the things I've wanted to do is to become like white collar. I want to be sexy, when actually I'm a blue collar guy who loves to work hard. And for some reason, once I work hard for a period of time and I gather a bunch of resources, I want to then take those resources and go white collar and become sexy. And what do I mean by become sexy and be white collar? Well, I want to sit at my computer all day, have my feet up, use my mind, and not do pretty much the hard work, quote unquote. I want to be sexy. I want to have my laptop open, look at a screen, talk to people on the phone, make money, and do entrepreneurial things. That's not my strong suit. But I've been trying to force that. And every time I build up resources from being blue collar, because I have a habit of doing this, gathering a bunch of resources from doing blue collar things, working very hard, then I want to take that and transmute that into white collar work and have my feet up, go to Starbucks, hang out with other white collar people. And do what they do, and I lose every single time. So, for me, one of my primary skills is pattern recognition. And I've recognized from my own patterns over the past 4 years that every single time I accumulate a bunch of resources, I typically tend to waste them because I want to be sexy. So listening to Steve talking about hammering down on your strengths, and I'm so glad that I joined this 10-week program hosted by one of the best leaders that I've ever come in contact with. I'm going to say his name. I hope he doesn't get mad. Pierre Eade, who was one of the strongest leaders I've ever met in my entire life. He knows how to gather a group of people and lead them in a way where he doesn't, where he's like not lording his power over you, but in a way where he's directing people to be successful and to extract value for everybody to gain from, which I greatly appreciate. So I was a part of this group. Steve, one of the guys in the group, was talking about hammering down on your strengths, and now I'm hammering down on my strengths, and I'm starting to gather these resources again. And now that I've learned and that I've heard, let a man who have ears hear, and now that I've heard somebody who's more successful than me talking about hammering down on your strengths, and this is how you could, and this is how you could become more successful. I'm applying that method, and I'm never going to try to be sexy again. Also, in this group, I realize there's other people who work hard, who aren't trying to be sexy, who are just working hard. They're building their business, and they're experiencing great success because they aren't trying to change who they are. They are hammering down on their strengths. So one of the main purposes of this podcast today, for anyone who is out there that is listening, who is working on becoming successful and developing their toolkit for themselves to be successful, one of the things I want you to know is one of the things that I've learned is to hammer down on your strengths. And I'm going to share what my strengths are and what I'm doing to hammer down on these strengths. And I can see that I am becoming more and more resourceful, and I'm getting greater and greater results as the day goes on. One of the things, I am a hard worker. I enjoy working hard. One of the things that I do, I am a truck driver, I am a landscaper, and I am very analytical, and I use those analytical tools that I have to get products to sell to customers who wants to buy these products. So I have to go out and scout products, analyze the products, and then resell the products. So these are my three major skills that bring value to the marketplace, which then in turn the marketplace gives me resources. So I drive a truck, I'm a truck driver. Secondly, I am a landscaper. And then thirdly, I'm very analytical. I analyze products that people would like to buy, and I bring those products to the marketplace. In turn, people buy these products from me for profits. They're happy, I'm happy, everybody's happy. So what you have to do, if you haven't already, is to learn what are your strengths, hammer down on them, and never let up in the process. Do not try to reinvent your own wheel because you already have gifts and tools that have been instilled in you that you should be using every single day to make your life better and the lives around you better. Bring in that value from the tools that are already in you to the marketplace, and then in turn, that marketplace is going to give you back resources. So it's really not that hard. And I want to thank the guy, Steve, for mentioning that, because when he mentioned that, I took that in. And at the time, I was doing something that I was very weak at, but trying to be sexy And although I was receiving some compensation for that, I was failing miserably because that's not what I was good at. But I wanted to be good at. But I sucked at it. So it cost me a lot. So if you're experiencing that where you're not earning enough and you're wondering why you're not making enough, it's because you're in the wrong field and you're trying to do something that is not of great benefit and value to you. You have to look within yourself and see what are you good and great at and apply that and go ahead and do what you got to do to make your life better. And I honestly want to say that is a very simple process. If you don't know what you're good at, spend some time alone, get a pen and a piece of paper, and write down what you are really good at. Things that you love to do. I love to drive the truck. And not necessarily that I love to drive the truck. I'm very skilled at driving the truck. I've been driving for 12 years, accident free, over 1 million miles, no points, no tickets, no accidents, and I can do pretty much anything with this tractor trailer. I'm very skilled at it, and I get compensated for the skills that I have. A lot of people can't drive in New York City. I can drive in New York City. There are some drivers out there who can't back up that well. I could back up just as well as I can drive forward. I can drive forward and backwards. It's just about the same. I could drive forward and backwards just the same. I could drive the trailer backwards. I could drive it frontwards, and I'm in control the entire time. I actually went up against a computer one time. And at that time, and I'm not sure if it's changed, that I think the highest score at the time was 92. I scored 100. So I'm very skilled at driving tractor trailer. I love cutting grass. I love digging ditches. I love getting dirty. I get compensated for that very well. I love using my mind to analyze products to bring them to marketplace. And there are tons of customers out there waiting to buy my product. Not that I'm out there selling or trying to make people buy something, but these are things that people are already looking to buy. And I have these products for them to purchase. So you have to find out what are your skills and apply them and bring them to marketplace. So that's it. I hope that somebody extracted some value from this. Major shout outs to Steve. I wish I knew Steve's last name because I would share. Do not remember his name. But I want to thank him for mentioning hammering down on your products and not hammering down on your strengths and not trying to build your weaknesses up. Because at that point in my life, I was trying to build up an area that I was so weak in that it probably would have took me a decade or 2 decades to become strong in this area. And I'm not sure if I have that type of time when I already have a set of skills that will take me to the promised land and where I want to go. And so do you. You have a set of skills inside of you that will take you to the promised land and where you want to go. Instead of working on your weaknesses, hammer down on your strengths, be relentless on your strengths, and everything that you desire and everything that you want, you will have. So that's it. That's my time. Please like, share, comment. If you haven't already, I think it's called, please become a subscriber, a donator. I think they have donations you can give for as little as $4.99. You know, and then I think it goes all the way up to 150. Whatever is on your heart, or if nothing's on your heart, if you want to continue to listen because you enjoy the show and you don't want to pay, I'm 100% fine with that as well. But if you also would like to donate, they have a button somewhere, however you found this podcast, they have it somewhere where you can be a contributor for as little as $4.99. If you would like to do that, please don't hesitate. We greatly appreciate everybody who is already contributing monthly to the podcast. We greatly appreciate and love that you guys are doing that, but we also love the people who's coming just to listen, who is learning from this, who is sharing this, and for everybody that comes and listens to the show, I personally greatly appreciate your ears. Thank you for being here with me. I love you guys, and I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. So I appreciate your time. I appreciate your attention. I appreciate you sharing. I appreciate you coming back every time I drop a new podcast. Thank you. Once again, this is Tyson James. This is a therapy session for a kid from the projects. And we love you. We out.